going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If they could just find some level of consistency, I think they actually could, at least in this series, maybe not win a championship, but I think in this series they could do this thing by committee without a clear superstar. I think Alper Şengün is a good enough star to get you through it. If the other guys can just simply show up, show up, don't have your backcourt go 3 of 30-something or 3 of 20, whatever it was. Like, it was unacceptable. It was beyond just these guys don't have stars. They don't have consistent performers, like dudes that just show up for the game and just star in their role, play in their role. Yeah. To Alper Şengün's credit, he did that. To Jabari Smith Jr.'s credit, he did that. And that might be somebody that needs a little bit more of an increased role, at least on offense, since these guys can't shoot worth a damn, and he's one of the few who can. So, to me, it's the offensive identity crisis that they have and the consistency issues that they've had pretty much throughout the season.
All right, that's Brandon Scott right there. He was on In the Loop earlier today. He'll be on with us for his Rockets report tomorrow at 4:40, and I can't wait. He seems to be amped about this thing, and it'll be going into game night to see what his thoughts are on that. But Clint, like, he talked about consistency, but it did slip into an area that I want to talk about when he talked about that backcourt. And Clint, to me, the conversation, there's a lot of things to be had, right? As you said, man, like, looks, sometimes you're just going to miss shots, right? Sometimes, you know, you're not going to hit shots. I don't think they're going to shoot that bad. Now, they're not a great shooting team, but that was just awful. 39%. Like, I think they got more than 85 points in them, right? But to me, Clint, the conversation in a lot of different ways, Clint, for Udoka has to be with Fred VanVleet. Something has to change with his approach. I would say, Clint, he was by far the person I was most disappointed in, right? More disappointed in him than Jalen Green, who went 3 for 15 and struggled. More disappointed in him than Amen Thompson, who I didn't think was aggressive enough. And anybody else out there. Because, Clint, he has the most experience of anybody on the team. He's played that Warriors team and won a championship in Toronto against that team. He's played with Kawhi. He's played with Siakam. He's played, and he knows there is no way in hell, Clint, with Jalen Green and Şengün and Thompson and Jabari Smith and all those guys out there, that he should ever lead the team in shot attempts, especially when he's 4 for 19. He almost got up 20 shots. That has to change. 13 threes he took. Well, Clint, he must have been hot, right? No, he only made 2. So, to me, there has got to be, his game has to change as much as anybody's, Clint, or they got to really, in their mind, think of something with him.
Yeah, look, I put this squarely on Ime Udoka. I mean, there's
squarely, but Fred's got to wear a little bit.
No, I mean, they've all got to play better. There's no doubt about it. But to me, I mean, he couldn't, like, Fred couldn't not take those shots. They're all wide open. I mean, the majority of the shots that he continued to take, even though he was cold, hell, he could, as an NBA player, as a former champion, as a point guard, starting guard in this league, he had to take those shots, right? The truth of the matter is the ball shouldn't have been in his hands. The truth of the matter is, I mean, there's nothing that Fred VanVleet does, with the exception of when stuff gets a little bit carried away and out of control and out of whack and things need to be settled. I understand the Fred VanVleet, and I've been a big fan of that aspect of this team, and I think it's much needed. But when you look at that game the other night, like him dribbling the ball up the floor and standing there and throwing it to Şengün at the top of the key and letting Şengün do his thing, Jalen can do that. Amen Thompson can do that. There was nothing that he's bringing to the table in any capacity that is Jalen Green and Amen Thompson can't do. Now, I understand. I'm not saying that those guys are as good a point guard as Fred VanVleet can be and has been in the past. But Fred VanVleet is not the caliber scorer where he's going to create and shoot over people. Like I said yesterday, 51 is locking him up. That can't be the case for the guy that's got the ball in his hand predominantly in a game. And to be honest with you, when you're kicking the ball out to him, he's got to take those open shots. I would rather a cold Jalen Green be taking those shots, or I would rather Amen Thompson be catching that thing and cutting to the rack again. So, look, the cold shooting is obviously an issue in game one. And you're not going to win with that level of cold shooting. But the blind trust or the unbreakable commitment to Fred VanVleet, to me, is what has to change. If you're going to win this series, you've got to find a way for Jalen Green to get his ass going. And you got to commit to him and you got to die with him. If you can't die with, to your point, Fred VanVleet taking 20 damn shots and 13 threes. That can't be the case.
But that's why I think a bit of it is, not a bit of it, some of it is on Fred. Because
well, sure, yeah,
Fred, I mean, Fred has got to be the one to say, hey, I'm going to get us good shots. What did you say? I know, but what did you say when you came in yesterday? You said it felt like they ran about four different offenses.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand Fred VanVleet and the point guard aspect of Fred VanVleet. I understand the true point guards and their ability to facilitate in a certain offense. What offense are we running?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I think it's got to be amongst Fred to settle them down and run sets.
But I don't think there is anything. Like, we've talked about this all year long, Ron. We've talked about this all year long with the Rockets of, like, how what are they running? And game in, game out, Şengün's responsibilities change. Amen Thompson's responsibility. And I'm talking about just the offense running through those guys, their aggressiveness. Are they standing by a three-point line? Are they handling the ball and being more aggressive? It's just changed so much. Like, I just don't know how Fred VanVleet, other than when things have gone haywire, calming things down, I just don't see where the value is. I mean, look at how it changed. What was that? Was that the start of the second half when they were down 16 or whatever, and it was clear they wanted Jalen Green and Amen Thompson handling the ball and getting downhill, running the two-man games with Şengün, getting to the rack? Like, that's one offense, right? And then the just giving it to Şengün at the top of the key and letting him work one-on-one, working your mismatch, was the other offense. It wasn't like there was some kind of big motion offense where Fred VanVleet is all of a sudden getting guys great shots and he's facilitating. Like, I don't know, man.
I'm just saying, when he was on the floor, like, clearly you know they have offensive sets.
Well, yeah,
when he was on the floor, when he was on the floor, they weren't running consistent good offense.
Agreed.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, Amen Thompson in the playoffs against the Warriors, I can kind of understand it if he's running the point. Holiday, I can understand. I had the expectation that, Fred, you stopped shooting the damn thing so much and that you'd start to get, like, at some point it's like, hey, let's force this thing that Ime doesn't have to come out and coach each possession. Yeah. Let's force this thing to try to get Şengün the ball. Let's force this thing to get matchups. But what it seemed to come around to was ending in his hands. And some of it was through penetration and he's spotting up. But ending in his hands and shooting. I just have the expectation that he helped Jalen Green get going. That he helped Şengün exploit that matchup more. That ball went away from him far too much late. There was at no point that they got isolations with him on Draymond or him on to take advantage of those matchups. And I put that on Fred. And to me, if the offense is going to look as rough as it does at times and it ends with Fred taking Fred took more threes than Amen Thompson
took shots.
and Jabari Smith took shots combined.
Yeah.
They took 12
right.
combined. He took 13 threes, let alone the 19 he took all together. That's just my thing. I think Fred has a value out there. But if it ends with Fred taking 20 shots, then to me, I'd much rather feel comfortable with it being Amen Thompson and Jalen and Dylan Brooks and Smith and Sengun out there.
Yep.
Even though I think Fred is the calming one that has the most experience. But even if Fred had a big game tonight, let's say Fred is 10 for 19 instead of 4 for 19 or 11 for 19 and three of those are threes, that is not going to be the recipe for you to win this series. If Fred's role is the shooter.
I agree. And I'm going to go back to B. Scott's audio that Tyler played on the way in. He talked about consistency with the guys you got, and he talked about identity. I don't think you fix the identity problem. This conversation in itself tells you there's no identity. What offense are you running? Who's the guy? What's going on? Who should take more shots? They don't even know. I'm going to tell you, Golden State knows exactly who's going to take shots and who's going to play more minutes and who's going to get be made priority when it matters the most, who's going to be on the floor, right? The most teams do. You're not solving the identity. This is where I'm at with the Rockets. You're not solving the identity crisis that the Rockets are in right now. They're going to run multiple offenses. They're going to look like different teams. And there's going to be different people calling the shots throughout a game. I get that part of it. You got to lean into the consistency. And the consistency part of it is...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think it's going to struggle the whole series, all the playoffs, but you got to at least, in my opinion, the high ceiling guys that can create for others have to be out there. And you've got a couple of those guys that you've leaned into all year long. It's time to lean into them in a bigger capacity, in my point. And that's Amen Thompson and Jalen Green.
Yeah. No, and Jalen, Amen Thompson, and then the matchups that Sengun gets.
Yep.
That he has. He had 26, like that. They should have that ball should have been finding his hands.
Yeah.
To start.
Well, you put
to
him
me, in, he will at least get you a good shot if it's not one from him, and he's a good passer.
Right.
And it just never found his hands.
But you look Fred. Like there's ways to attack that, right, Ron? Like obviously, hey man, let's give it to him at the top of the key. Let's let him face up and do something. All right, let's give it to him with his back okay. Yeah. Now, how about I
pick
beat?
And roll.
How about I right pick and roll? How about I beat my man? Because I'm so explosive, and I force his defender to come off of him a little bit. Now I can throw him to oop. Now I can get it to him in the lane and get an easy bucket. That's the part that, to me, Fred VanVleet just doesn't bring to the table often enough, and you've got guys that can. It's a risk that I would be willing to take. because I don't think the safe option is going to win this series.
Right? Yeah, Fred taking 20 shots can't be the recipe.
Right, and to answer your question, because I feel like I've danced all around it. The what to do with Fred VanVleet is limit his minutes.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
Especially if he is not adding to the role that you need him to add to. Right, I can see him finishing if he is the guy, the veteran presence out there, and he is putting you in good spots. But if it ain't, if it's like yesterday, or I mean the other day, yeah, they got some decisions to make. Coming up, Texas draft is in a couple of days, and I'll be honest, there is one player that has been in the conversation of potentially going to the Texans for months now.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.